This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In West Bengal, campaigning has reached a feverish pitch ahead of the second and final phase of assembly elections to 142 seats, scheduled for the 29th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally today at Panihati in support of party candidates. The Prime Minister said the high voter turnout in the first phase reflected the public mood for change. Mr. Modi declared that after the results on the 4th of next month, the state would be free from corruption, syndicate raj, insults to women, infiltration and unemployment.
Kal pehle charan ke matadan ne Trinamool ke maha jangal raj ke ant ka udghosh kar diya hai. Saathiyon, ye Bengal mein nayi kranti ki bela hai. Ye kranti aapke ek vote se hogi. Hum milkar Bengal ko anek kashton se azadi dilayenge.
Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee will campaign in Bhavanipur, while Abhishek Banerjee, General Secretary of the Trinamool Congress, will hold election meetings and roadshows at several places in Howrah and South 24 Parganas today. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today claimed his party is headed for a strong performance after the first phase of assembly election polling. Addressing a press conference at New Town in Kolkata, he said the BJP is likely to win more than 110 out of the 152 seats that went to polls in the first phase. The BJP leader said TMC's exit is imminent, adding that the BJP is going to form the government with absolute majority.
The figure of 92.98% across 52 seats in 16 districts clearly indicates that Didi is on her way out and the BJP is set to come in. Fear is going to disappear and trust is going to take its place.
The Supreme Court today refused to entertain writ petitions filed by persons aggrieved by the deletion of their names from the electoral roll in West Bengal after the Special Intensive Revision SIR, although they are enlisted as electoral officers in the ongoing assembly elections. A bench led by Chief Justice of India Suryakant asked the petitioners to approach the appellate tribunals which have been formed to hear appeals against exclusions from the electoral roll in the SIR adjudication process. In Bihar, the NDA government led by Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary secured a victory in the trust vote in the Legislative Assembly today. During the one-day special session of the House, the trust motion was passed by a voice vote as no formal division of votes was required. The Supreme Court has ruled that no court can compel a woman, especially a minor, to carry a pregnancy against her will. A bench of Justices B.V. Nagaratna and Ujjal Bhuiya today permitted a 15-year-old girl to medically terminate her over 7-month pregnancy, emphasizing that a woman's reproductive autonomy must be given the highest priority. The court observed that the right to make decisions concerning one's body, particularly in matters of reproduction, is an integral part of personal liberty and privacy under Article 21 of the Constitution. National Panchayati Raj Day is being observed today. The day commemorates the establishment of the Panchayati Raj system as a formal structure of local governance. It marks the implementation of the 73rd Constitutional Amendment Act, 1992, which came into force in 1993. Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Union Minister of State for Panchayati Raj S.P. Singh Baghel have extended greetings to the citizens of the country on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day today. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has been inducted into the International Hall of Fame by U.S. Army War College today. Mr. Dwivedi became the third person to receive this honour after General V.K. Singh and General Bikram Singh. In IPL cricket today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Gujarat Titans at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 103 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai, chasing 208 runs for victory. Mumbai Indians were all out for just 104 in 19 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.